This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rick Britton joins us live in studio, local author, historian, cartographer, busy at work finishing a book on Thomas Jefferson. But
that's
today,
right. That's right.
In the spirit of Halloween, which is just a few days away this coming Wednesday,
that's right.
We're going to talk about... A very famous local ghost, is
right?
That right?
It's probably the most famous Albemarle County ghost. It's called the Moon Ghost. He was called the Moon Ghost, also referred to sometimes as Jack Ghost. And this took place outside of Scottsville in a little area called Glendower, which is just north of Scottsville.
Where the church is.
That's right.
Right
where
near
the
King.
Church is, right? Yeah. And there was a little place there called Church Hill. It took place during Reconstruction, began in 67 and went on for a couple of years. And it's amazing because the story first appeared in the Scottsville Register and they started running, you know, because everybody got interested in this. It was picked up by the Charlottesville Chronicle. It ended up in the newspaper in Richmond, and stories of Albemarle County's Moon Ghost even appeared in newspapers in London. They put on a play in Richmond, Virginia about it. It was sold out. It's just amazing. It's, you know, when you see those books on Virginia ghosts, and there's always a chapter about the Moon Ghost. Now, they even brought up detectives from Richmond. University students went down to try to investigate the hauntings, and it was just famous.
What was happening?
Amazingly famous. Well, first let's talk about the family, and it was the family of John Schuyler Moon, and he was a lawyer. He'd been born in Virginia in 1823. He studied law at the University of Virginia and then got a degree from William & Mary. He hung out his shingle in Scottsville, so he was practicing out of Scottsville, and he married Elizabeth Tompkins in 1847, and that's when they purchased the little place in Glendower, and it was called Church Hill. And let's describe Church Hill, because the description of the house and the surroundings are kind of important. It was a several hundred acre farm near the village of Glendower.
Is it still down there?
As we already mentioned. No, it's not. It's not there anymore. And the cottage on the property, and this is according to a granddaughter, the family wrote a lot of these accounts. And this is a direct quote. It was a small two-story frame structure with about eight or nine rooms, a one-story wing, two porches. And the house had many oddly shaped closets, one of which had an entrance from the roof of the wing and was later known as the ghost closet, as it was believed that the moon ghost, used it as a hiding place. In the yard was an ice house and a two-story cottage that included Lawyer Moon's law office and a bedroom that was used by the eldest son, Edward. And Mr. Moon and Edward were both eyewitnesses to some of these hauntings. The house and the property, importantly, was flanked by two cemeteries. Now, one of the first...
great. Good.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a perfect setting.
It's Friday, so we're talking local history with Rick Britton. So what happened?
So here's one of the first ones. About midnight, and this is according to Mary, one of the granddaughters, a figure deftly climbed up the back porch and onto the wing and thence into the house through the ghost closet.
Ooh.
He moved as though he had been there before and knew how to proceed noiselessly and swiftly to some certain goal. Edward, the son, tracked the specter to a pantry and watched with amazement as it picked the lock and went inside. The ghost moved so quickly that Edward was unable to intercept its escape. So the house has a lot of interesting entrances and exits, and this guy, whoever, this ghost, was able to move through the house almost at will.
Yeah.
With this amazed family watching. One evening, and this is one of the most famous one evening, the family butler returned late from an errand and left his groceries on the dining room table. During the night, Jack Ghost poured out everything, sugar, flour, coffee, meal, salt, onto the tablecloth, covered this mixture with a generous helping of blackstrap molasses, gathered up the four corners of the cloth, and this is according to Frances Moon, one of the granddaughters, and deposited his witch's brew and a family Bible on the roof, a spot that was a favorite for Jack Ghost. So took all these items from inside the house, wrapped them up, tossed them up on the roof. Another instance, he was famous for throwing bricks and plates.
Almost like a poltergeist kind of thing.
Yeah, it definitely is a poltergeist. He carried bricks and rocks from the yard. That night, the brickbats were hurled onto the roof, making a terrific noise, startling the whole household. Twice, Jack Ghost carried an entire set of dinner plates up to the roof and twirled them into the yard. Witnesses claim that, you know, he was a dark man wearing an overcoat and a Confederate cap. He wore capes. They talk about hearing him jangle as if he was wearing armor or chain mail as he walked around the yard.
Do we know what it like turned out to be?
He broke out windows in the house. Yeah, there's a really good possibility. Lawyer Moon.
Because a lot of people saw this. It wasn't just the kids.
Lots of people, including other family members, including University of Virginia students, people who stood guard outside with weapons to try to stop him. There's a really good possibility. Lawyer Moon had prosecuted and convicted the leader of a horse thief gang that were in the mountains right near Churchill, right near Glendower. And this guy's name was Lucian Beard. And later on, from the state penitentiary in Richmond, Beard wrote a letter offering to explain to Lawyer Moon, the Moon ghost, if Moon would secure his pardon. Unfortunately, by this time, Lawyer Moon wanted nothing to do with any of these stories. He'd been hounded by the press to tell more about this stuff, but so he left that letter unanswered.
So it could have been somebody or some people from
could
this guy's
been,
gang.
Yeah, some of his confederates.
Tormenting
this family who had sent away their boss.
But
yeah.
Internationally known, a little ghost here in Albemarle County.
Yeah, from Glendower here in Albemarle County.
I got to tell you, that would have scared the heck out of me.
Yeah, it scared
that would
the
have
heck
scared
out of
the
them.
Living bejesus out of me. I'll
Absolutely.
Tell you right now.
Absolutely.
Especially if it was a real person.
That's
breaking
right.
into your house and
even
throwing your
so
plates out the window.
Even more so than a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if it was a real horse thief. Rick Britton, local author and historian. You can learn more online at rickbritton.com. Thank you, Rick, so much.
You're welcome.
Have
Enjoyed
a great weekend.
It. Yeah, you too. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.